This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulullah. We continue with our love notes Q&A. The question is, I love a particular person and it is a pure hub. It is a pure and innocent love in that sense. But their love for me is not reciprocated with the same purity. I feel that it is more about ishq and desire, and that could lead into sinfulness. What can I do to prevent this? Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam wa ba'd. It's not a new problem, and it's not something that's unique to you, so that's important. So the first thing is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us certain principles in the Qur'an, and these principles in our life are really, really important. It doesn't matter how much you know. It doesn't matter how observant your family is. It doesn't matter what background you are. It doesn't matter what age you are. It doesn't matter even if you're male or female. All of us, we kind of deal with our desires in very different ways, but they should be streamlined in a way that is in conformity to the principles of life that Islam, submission to Allah, sets. So I repeat, these are really, really important principles. The first of them is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to look after ourselves and to put yourself first. And you might say, subhanAllah, Shaykh Yahya, what do you mean put yourself first? Shouldn't we be caring for other people? Yeah, you care for other people, but it cannot come at your detriment, at your spiritual detriment. And sometimes we find ourselves in a place we don't want to be because we were trying to help someone. And I was caring for someone. They were in trouble. She was in trouble. He was in trouble. And I was empathetic to them and I tried to assist them and I would listen to them on the phone and I would email them. But it led us to a place we don't want to be. So the first thing I say to you is make sure that you ensure your personal safety and your spiritual safety. And Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum. O ye who believe, save yourself, then your family, from hellfire. So you gotta look after yourself. The second thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes is that He asks of us to be pure and to be just. كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ لِلَّهِ شُهَدَاءَ بِالْقِسْطِ. Be upright, be bearers of justice, be a person who does not put someone forward just because our heart inclines to them, even though they're doing something wrong, even though they're calling us to something wrong. And therefore, if you're texting someone and you don't want someone else to read that message, if you're speaking to someone or meeting them or calling them and your parents would be upset if they knew, if you would have to hide or alter or, do kind of CIA, FBI kind of investigative things to escape being caught speaking with them or being with them, that's a big problem. That immediately tells you this is a no-go zone. The third thing that I say to you, so be just with yourself, be just with each other. And if someone calls you to something in error, abstain. Third thing is Allah, the Prophet ﷺ says, Al-halalu bayyin wal-haramu bayyin. Halal is easy, known. Haram is easily recognizable. You know yourself. I know and you know when we've gone in the wrong place, when we've said the wrong thing, when we've done the wrong thing, when we've seen the wrong thing, been with the wrong person, in the wrong place at the wrong time. So therefore, don't try to alter what you know is the truth, what you know is right and what you know is wrong, and to subvert it. So don't try to make the illegitimate legitimate. Don't try to make the haram makruh. Don't try to make the halal, sinful. What is right is right. What is wrong, and your heart will tell you. And the Prophet ﷺ says that ithm, sinfulness, mahaka fi sadrik. It's something you feel in your heart. Oh, that didn't feel good. I don't like this. I don't want people to know this. Wa khifta an yatla alayhi an-nas. And you're afraid that people will see it. You don't want anyone to know this about you, to know what you said or did. So كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. You are enough of a judge over yourself. So be careful with that. And the reason I'm saying all this is because in the question, it's kind of saying, I have a pure love, but this other person, whether male or female, they're the ones who are changing it. No, I'm telling you, you need to take ownership of this. You need to be responsible of yourself. And if someone is leading you in the wrong direction, you need to stop, move back, or disassociate. And you got to preserve yourself. The last thing that I want to say in this kind of general advice is if your love is pure and if your love is true, then it would attract a pure and a true love. And if you are committed to a person in the right way, for the right reason, with the right framework that leads to the nikah and the marriage and that is sanctified by Allah and the teachings of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you will have barakah in your life. But if you go about it in the wrong way and you subvert it and you try to alter it and you're not careful with it, then know that Allah's barakah, Allah's blessing of it will be removed. And what you will find is that you will feel used and abused and neglected in the end. And this is something that all of us in some point or another have felt, that we haven't done the right thing by others or that others haven't done the right thing by us. All of us is one of those two categories. And both of them are wrong. And therefore the Prophet teaches us not to oppress others and not to allow others to oppress us. And not to be bitten from the same hole twice. You know, if you sit one place and you there's bugs there, you don't go back the next day and camp there again. You have to have that common sense and that awakening of soul and your heart to lead you to the right place. So the last word of advice that I say is, if a person's care for you is not genuine and it's not hub and it's just about lust and it's just about ishq, then you know what you need to do. You don't need me to tell you. You know you need to value yourself, value your faith, and submit to Allah in the right way. And if it means that you miss out on someone who is going to misuse you and abuse you moving forward, then you've only saved yourself that heartache and trouble. And whatever was written for you and whoever was written for you, you can't escape them. And if they're the right person, they're the right person. If they're not, they're not. And Allah will send you what is right and what is blessed and what is good. And the Prophet ﷺ says, and I leave you with this hadith, من ترك شيئا لله, the one who leaves something or someone for Allah, because of Allah, because of what they know is right and what they know what was wrong. So they chose Allah rather than they chose themselves or their desire or whatever it is. عَوَضَهُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا مِنْ ذَلِكَ, Allah will give them in this place better than what they had to give up. And the one who gives Allah up to take something, then Allah will make that thing be a punishment for them, be something that they don't enjoy, something that isn't what they expected, and the heartache follows suit for it. So give something up for Allah and know that Allah will give you better than what you have given up. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attract to us those who are genuine, those who are loving for us for the sake of Allah, and those who are genuine in their practice and in their faith. Allahumma ameen. Wa salli Allahumma wa sallim wa zid wa barik ala sayyidina wa nabibina wa habibina wa nabiyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.